The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks.
We're from North California and South Alabama.
And North Dakota. That's where I am. I'm James Kelso. This is the Trump Phenomenon radio show here in our Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time slot. We do the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time, and we skip Saturdays for no particular reason. And the And I miss you guys on Saturday, actually. And thank you very much for tuning in. Let's get ourselves updated on the Trump phenomenon here on March 17th, 2020. We live in interesting times. More interesting things have happened in the last 24 hours. Two of those things that we'll update ourselves on are the demon rat primary going on, which Joe Biden, just the short version of that is Joe Biden, it seems to be further sealing the fate of Bernie Sanders and signing him to oblivion. I don't see how Sanders can get back up off the mat after what's happening in the primary today in Illinois, Florida. So we'll take a look at that. And I'm fine with that. I'm just fine with Joe Biden being the man who steps into the ring with a real man, Donald Trump. That's just fine. The other story going on, of course, is the Wuhan virus. Correct me anytime I forget to say that, folks. Correct me. Forget all this stuff, Corona, COVID-19. No, it's the Wuhan virus. Thank you very much, Red China. Thank you very much, Communist Party, Central Committee of the Communist Party, for delivering that to us. And then, you know, it gets even more interesting in their latest newspaper reports out of their government-controlled, totally controlled newspaper. All the media in China is utterly controlled. I mean, is that to say, is it much better here? A little bit. But in their totally controlled media in Red China, they actually have talked about withholding medicine from America so that we may swim, so we may be plunged into the sea of coronavirus. That's their phrase. Plunge America into the sea of coronavirus. Because they're upset that we have called them, upset that anybody dares to attribute the coronavirus. Oh, I said it. The Wuhan virus to Wuhan. So, and then I'll get on to my story, the bigger story I've been covering, and the point of view that you're hearing on this show. And I don't know that you're hearing. Are you hearing it anywhere else? I don't want to be exclusive, and I don't want to be a lonely voice on this matter, because it's too important. I do not want to be that lonely. And weeks and weeks ago, not a long time, because this has not been going on a long time, weeks and weeks ago, I guess a couple of months ago, I said to you, the Wuhan virus is an induced mass hysteria. Deliberate, induced, intentional, controlled mass hysteria. And then fact, that's a fact. Then my recommendation is, let's help get our people free of the hysteria. Let's try to tamp down the hysteria, expose the fact that it is an hysteria, because the consequences, the bad consequences to us of living in hysteria are much greater than a real, actual, serious disease, and they are way, way more damaging than a garden variety flu, which is what we have. Garden variety flu. So I'll develop that point here on the show. And there have been more data points in the last 24 hours, more developments that reinforce what I've been saying. So let us, we'll put Biden and Bernie aside. We'll get to that later in the show. By the way, you're welcome to call in at 800-313-9443. Let me get my caller board up here in front of my face. Let's see here. Oh, there it is, right there. Right there. There it is. 800-313-9443. The let's go to an area where I am just an amateur. I'll start right there, where I'm not qualified. But I'm a pretty smart guy, and I've read a lot of things and done a lot of things and seen a lot of things. And one thing that I'm definitely convinced, maybe you are too, is that our bodies, we're speaking about health here, are miracles of Mother Nature, absolute miracles. And essential to that miracle is our immune systems, each and every one of us. You sitting where you are right now, listening to my voice, if your immune system quit on you, I don't know what would be the, it might actually be accurate to say you wouldn't last 1 hour. But some very, very short amount of time, maybe less than an hour. The reason being that, and this is, you know, this is high school biology. This is not, I am qualified there. Your immune system is defending you against all manner of things that don't belong in your body and that are deleterious to your the trillions of cells of your body. The armed force, the Army, Air, Navy, Air Force, and Marines and Space Force defending you is your immune system. It's not, it's complex. It has all different kinds of cells and particles and bodies in it, patrolling your blood, patrolling your lymph fluid. You have this whole system, the lymph system, utterly, completely independent of the circulatory system. You've got like a backup system there, patrolling every cell and every, not just every cell, every interstitial space and gap and cavity in your body is being patrolled so that nothing can break out. Bugs want to break out. Bacteria and viruses want to multiply. I mean, they their prime directive is the same as all other life: survive. So if I'm a virus or I'm a bacterium, I want to survive, which means, what does survive mean in Mother Nature? Reproduce. So I want to divide, reproduce, mate. I want more offspring. So and the immune system, one of the most incredible things that your immune system does is it has this unbelievable ability to identify things that don't belong in your body. So much more advanced than any laboratory anywhere that we've built, any scientific instrument that we've built. Your immune system identifies illegal aliens that get into your body and zaps them. And it's doing it all the time, 24 hours a day. It has nothing to do with your conscious volition or will. The only thing you do consciously to help your immune system is to take care of your body, maintain good health, go outside, get some sunshine, get some D3 manufactured on the surface of your skin. Another thing that your body does, it's not a pill you take. Your sun makes your skin makes D3 in the oil on your skin and then reabsorbs it. So the now, where am I going with this? Where I'm going with this is that having a flu, having a cold, having germs, having viruses, having bacteria, we are all always in a, we're all exposed constantly to all manner of all microbes. And we are defending ourselves all the time. A bad model of public health, a bad model of medicine is to go down the road of thinking what I have to do is if I can be the boy in a bubble. Remember him, John Travolta? If I can live in a plastic bubble or a glass container in which there are absolutely no microbes, nothing alien to my body, I can thereby survive. No, you can't. You're guaranteeing your own, it's suicide. And that's why common pediatrician recommendations for parents with little children, parents who say, well, my boy is coming in from the backyard. He's got dirt all over him. He's covered in mud. Oh, my God, doctor, my son, my four-year-old just ate some dirt from the backyard. What do I do? And the doctor will say, if he knows what he's doing or she knows what she's doing, smile and be happy. Don't worry. When your little boy ate that dirt, he boosted his immune system. He just gave his immune system a nice shot of alien microbes for the immune system to identify, work on, and gain lasting immunity to all those microbes in the soil in your backyard. And that soil in your backyard is a perfect soil to get him exposed to, because that's the soil, that's where you live. He's going to be that soil is going to get in his mouth again and again and again. When he's out there working on a tractor as a grown-up, and he's going through the field on that tractor, there's going to be dirt stirred up in the air, and he's going to be breathing it like crazy, and it's going to be those same microbes in that same dirt, but he's going to be ready for them. His immune system saw those long ago when he was 4 years old crawling around in the backyard. So the doctor's advice is don't raise your children in a sterile environment. Deliberately avoid doing that. The kind of sanitation and cleanliness and so on that we in the Western world invented and that we ascribe to is useful. It's good because we're keeping ourselves clean, generally clean, but not sterile. Now, how does this connect with the Wuhan virus? Somehow, somebody has gotten in the world, has started down the road here on quarantine, hazmat suits, keeping ships offshore, not letting ships land, not having airplanes, shutting everything down. And what's the order there in the San Francisco area? What is that order? What was the terminology they use? What is it? It's a term of art. It's not stand in place. What is the term they're using out there? I almost got it there a second ago. It's it'll come to me in a moment. But you know what I'm referring to out there in San Francisco, Contra Costa, Alameda County, San Francisco County. They're telling people stay inside your room. Don't leave. Don't even share rooms in your house. Put people that if somebody's got a sniffle, put that person in his own room, and then hold your breath or slide food under the door. My gosh, the stupidity of it. What's wrong with that? Okay, what's wrong with that whole idea? Turning off everything, shutting down the planes, the trains, the stores, the businesses, everything. What's wrong with that? Well, let's see. I'll make that sound effect again. What's wrong with that, Elmer Fudd? Oh, well, you just killed your civilization. Is that kind of what's wrong with that? The whole point of our Western civilization and all the advances and the fact that we do fly aluminum vehicles into the air and under the sea and, screaming across the land on trains, all of this wonderful stuff that we do, it's what we achieved, at least in material and economic terms. So to go... Now, what is a mass hysteria? In a mass hysteria, you have a witch, you have a Satan, you have a hobgoblin that's going to get you. It's going to get you in the dark, and everybody has to hide from that. And if you ever see you got to kill the hobgoblin. You got to hang the witch. I gave you the story early on in this about my own. Is it ninth great grandmother? Who was hung as a witch in Salem. I am descended from that woman. Why did they do that to their neighbor? Was a perfectly good woman. She was not a witch. And little hysterical girls in church fell on the floor, kicked and screamed and pulled their hair and screamed, "She's a witch! She's a witch! Ah, she's a witch! She's bewitched me!" She put it. Well, we'll come right back right after this break. Hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John.
We're back.
Somebody said he came from New Orleans.
And I'll connect all of this with Donald Trump here in a moment, of course. But now this gets a little complex, a little convoluted. If I lose you along the way, it's my fault for lack of articulation of the matter. But Donald Trump is caught between a rock and a hard place here. I think what he's doing is excellent. I don't think he's caught up in the hysteria, but he is. He is battered by the hysteria. He's trying to swim in a sea of hysteria, a tricky thing to do, easier for me. I can sit here on the radio and I can say to you, this is a normal flu. I can say that. The Wuhan virus is a normal flu. There might be some peculiarities, but it's not the worst flu we've ever had, even in your lifetime. It's not the worst outbreak of something like polio occurred in the lifetime of those of us that are older. Polio was more serious than this. and other things, very serious. HIV proliferated. And think of other things, other health crises. But if Donald Trump can't say this is a normal flu. He tried. He almost was able to say it. He had a couple of tweets in which he said, hey, I'm told by my health experts that 20,000 to 70,000 Americans die every year without fail. There's no year in which 20,000 is the bottom number. Die every year of garden variety flu. Some of them worse, some of them less bad, but every year without fail. There is never a year without a flu season. And of course, flu can come at any time during the year. Flu season is just that, those months where the flu peaks. There's an outbreak, an epidemic of flu. Okay. You're not going to escape that. Nobody at Johns Hopkins or, any other medical school is going to find the cure for the cold. They're not going to find the cure for flu. This is a pipe dream view of medicine. There's never going to be some doctor who's so clever, so smart, he invents such a groovy machine, and he has such neat solutions in his test tubes that he's going to actually outdo your immune system given to you by Mother Nature. That is never going to be surpassed. The complexity, I like what Michael Crichton observed about these things back when he was still alive. This great medical writer who got an MD at Harvard and then wrote things like Jurassic Park and the Andromeda Strain and told the truth about things that included very things that he was trained in as a doctor. And he said, I was astounded at the complexity of actual life, of actual Mother Nature, the incredible miracle that we find ourselves. We wake up in the middle of this thing and we're alive. We didn't make it. We didn't create it. We batter it with our abuse. You know, we smoke our cigarettes and drink our alcohol and, race our motorcycles without a helmet. You know, we're not helping the picture there at all. Mother Nature provides us with that key ingredient, which is our immune system. That's why you hear about people with autoimmune conditions, why they're in such terrible shape. There are people where their immune system is turned on their own body, and they're toast, really, as a result. Now, Donald Trump can't say stuff like that. This is a garden variety epidemic. Why? Because he will be destroyed by the enemy of the people press. He will thereby give the enemy of the people press enough of an opening that they can use that to destroy the press. When I say destroy, destroy how? Destroy him with his people. Destroy the bond that we have with our president, our leader. I'll give you another example of that to make my point, seemingly unrelated, but we'll make the connection here. Russia and Russiagate. I sincerely believe that Donald Trump, at the very beginning of all of this, when he came down the escalator, he in his heart understood what we've said on this show, which is the second greatest European people are the Russian people. We'll come right back to that in a moment. You may know where I'm going. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Redfield Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443. At 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate.
We're back, folks. And let me
hitting roadblocks,
hang in there with me.
Highway in my way.
Donald Trump, I'm using Russia to show the way in which the media has put Donald Trump between a rock and a hard place. He's done an excellent job of navigating that predicament. Donald Trump, I am sure, natively, in his own heart, before he encountered the onslaught of crap from the enemy press, wanted America, the American and Russian people, to experience what we need, which is friendship. We are natural friends. We're not natural enemies. Natural friends. 200 million European Americans and 100 million Russian Europeans, or, you know, on that order of magnitude in the numbers. We are the largest white people on earth, and they are the second largest. Now, people who hate us would love to have us fighting the Russians, hating the Russians, distrusting them. They would love to divide and conquer. They'd love the two largest European peoples on earth to it be in a hot war with each other if necessary, if that would serve their purposes, that is the enemy's purposes. But at least to be in a Cold War, for example, to have nuclear-tipped missiles on the ready, trigger alert, in both countries, around the clock, ready to annihilate each other. People who hate European people and hate our civilization have found that to be, that's what they want. That's what they like. They want us to be at war with Russia. Donald Trump doesn't want that. But here's how the media put the president in a tough spot. Hillary and these other pukes came up with a very devious maneuver of saying Donald Trump was a Putin puppet, that the Russians were interfering in our elections, which is pure bullshit, that they're interfering in our elections. Right. What? They took out a couple ads on Facebook? Really? Really? That Donald Trump, they've actually said this, that Donald Trump is a Putin puppet. Big-time media pukes have said that. People like Joe Scarborough and his girlfriend Brzezinski have said that on the air. Just no shame. An absolutely ridiculous. Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin have nothing to do with each other. They've barely even said hi to each other. But Donald Trump, and then they went in to it when they went all the way. Impeachment. Robert Mueller, prosecutor. They came within a gnat's eyelash of impeaching Donald Trump, well, convicting him, getting him out of the presidency, completely destroying his presidency. They came very close. So Donald Trump was forced to do what? He was forced to not do, to completely ditch any plans or ideas for friendship between the American and Russian people. I talked about that, you know, years ago on this show. I said, you know, I see with Donald Trump, I see cruise ships cruising between St. Petersburg and, you know, New York City, between Los Angeles and, you know, Vladivostok, cruise ships full of Americans and Russians having a good old time around the pool on their cruise ship. Our peoples finally having the great time together and the friendship that we've always needed. But no. Donald Trump has been forced to keep at arm's length from Vladimir Putin, to not even talk to him, to not visit Moscow, to not have Putin visit him in the White House. He's been forced to give the cold shoulder to Vladimir Putin and to look that way, to appear that way, in order he's been to bend over backwards. No, not only am I not Vladimir Putin's puppet, which is absurd, but I'm actually being tough with Vladimir. I'm being tough with the Russians. And he's had to say that numerous times. No, he said no president's been tougher on the Russians than I have. He doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to say that. Now, this plays into the, I'm going to connect it to the induced hysteria about the Wuhan virus. Donald Trump is being forced by the hysteria to act as a war president, to engage in, you know, when the Democrats, Schumer and the others, are going, oh, the president, he's the reason we have this epidemic, this pandemic. It's the president. He's not acting. He's not doing enough. We don't have enough ventilators. We don't have enough hospitals. We don't have enough hospital rooms. We don't have enough. We're not spending enough money on this. The president wants to spend $2.3 billion. Oh, I'm Chuck Schumer. No, I want $8.3 billion. Oh, the president's trying to cheap out on this. He's the reason we're all getting sick. He's the reason we're all... The president is being forced by this hysteria from this puke Schumer and this puke Pelosi and our puke media. They're all pukes. That's my new favorite term for these pukes. He's being forced for the sake of maintaining his leadership with our people and keeping his revolution going. He's got to actually outdo Schumer. So actually Schumer asked for, he asked for $6 billion, and the president raised it to $8.3 billion, and so on, et cetera. It'll go on. You know, so the president said, no, we're going to close this. No, we're going to close that. We're going to ban on travel from Europe. Now a ban on travel from England. Now we're, stay in your room. Don't leave your room. Don't touch your face. Germs are going to get you. Now, the president's not saying that. That hysteria is being generated by the pukes on TV. And the public's buying it. You walk around the market, you see these fools with masks on their faces. I saw a lady who looked like she was in a hazmat suit in the aisle at the grocery store. She looked like a nice lady, so I didn't want to laugh at her. What does she know about her immune system? Nothing. That paper mask on her face isn't going to do anything except irritate her face and maybe give her an infection. Being inside of her hazmat suit is going to make her sick. I'm going to be in the sun. I'm going to be in the daylight. I'm going to be breathing fresh air the way my ancestors have breathed for more than 50,000 years without surgeon generals and hospitals and gas masks and hazmat suits and heart-lung machines and ventilators. How did our people survive so healthily and so vigorously for tens of thousands of years? It's because of the miracle of our immune systems, among the other miracles that we have, our circulatory, all of our systems. We are a miracle. And part of that, how does that miracle end for each of us? Is there anyone out there? Y'all, please raise your hand if you're not going to die. Please raise your hand. I'm looking around here. Now, please raise your hand if you're going to live more than 105 years. Anybody, I don't see any hands right now. No, you're not. You are going to die. And you're going to be lucky to live 90 years. If you don't smoke, don't drink, and take good care of yourself, get out in the sun, dig in the dirt, get down there with some germs, build up your immune system, get on that tractor once in a while. Yeah, eat your hamburger with your bare, dirty hands, yes, and eat a little dirt. Don't be a germaphobe. So the president is forced. Now, here's here's where I hope this goes. I know this is getting awfully complex. How the hell can you see a light at the end of the tunnel here on this, Kelso? The light at the end of the tunnel, let me get to that on this. And the president has found the light at the end of the tunnel on the Russian hoax. They survived all of those. They beat the hell out of him. But he beat them. He survived. Now, how is he going to survive this Wuhan virus hysteria? We are all going to, nobody, there's not going to be any mass death in America. You're not going to get real sick. I'm looking right at you. Yeah, you're not going to live to be 105. You're going to be lucky to get to 90, but you're not going to die or get really sick of the Wuhan virus. I guarantee it. You're going to get, if you do get catch anything, you're going to have a cold. You're going to have a sore throat. You'll have a temperature. They say, they talk about the people who've had this for a few hours. You have an elevated temperature over 99 degrees for a few hours. Can you handle that? Yes, you can. Please put the hazmat suit back in the box and get a refund. So this is going to pass. Now, the president has alluded to this. He said, when this washes through. Have you heard him say that? I know you have. He said, when this washes through. That's very politically incorrect for him to say that. He's even said that. They're not going to like me saying it this way. He knows this is going to go away. He's a very smart man. And when it's over, here's the light at the end of the tunnel. Donald Trump will be able to stand there with a booming stock market resurging, people making fortunes by rebuying the stocks. They're panic selling now. And the booming economy returned. All of this, hopefully, within sufficient time for the November 3rd election, where he gets reelected. But that's not the plan for the demon rats. Their plan is that we have chaos, we have social disruption and despair, depression, collapse of American society, and part of that, the yee-haw, hallelujah moment for the demon rats when they'll be getting their party noisemakers out, drinking all night on November 3rd when Joe Biden is elected president of the United States. That's their goal, and they'll do anything to achieve it. Now, I've told you that the good part of the good news on this Wuhan virus is look at the graph on China. The Chinese people are recovered. They don't have the Wuhan virus anymore. Nowhere in China, even in Wuhan, the epicenter of this outbreak, and in places like provinces outside of Hubei, where Wuhan is located, there are some provinces where the total number of fatalities is zero or one, and the total number of cases is like 10 or 20. Places like Macau without a single death, Taiwan, Chinese, entirely Chinese, albeit not communist, but these are Chinese people just offshore, and they have had one single death attributed to Wuhan virus. And I've clarified for you, you got to watch what you're saying. When somebody died of Wuhan virus, maybe they didn't. Now, I said, are you going to live to 105? No, you're not. Are you going to be lucky to live to 85? Yes, you are. So will I. When you do die, the doctor's going to write something or other on the death certificate, but he's not going to spend 2 weeks doing a thesis, you're dead now. They kind of in general want to know what you died of, and he'll put something down there on that line. And some people today are now getting written on their coronavirus or COVID-19 as the cause of death. But folks, if the doctor were to spend a week writing a dissertation, he'd write, well, this guy had COPD, he had pneumonia, he had reduced kidney function and kidney failure. He had perforated gut. He had obstructed heart. He had reduced circulation in his brain. He had brain atrophy. You know, people, when you're 80, 90 years old, the brain gets smaller. It shrinks. Sorry, I don't want to upset you. It shrinks. That's not good. And on and other things. He could have gone into the eyeballs. There's retinal separation. There's this and that and the other, reduced production of blood platelets and red blood cell production down to 20% of what it was when he was a young man. These kill people. This is what people die of. But he's not going to write all on there. It's going to go down in the statistics. Here's what I say. Beware of the statistics. It's going to say coronavirus. But that's not what he died of. And these people that have died in America, how many have died right now? I haven't checked today yet. 80 some people, under 100, something in that order. Okay. These were old people, almost all of them, who died of a number of things, which these things, they were parked in these places like the Kirkland Life's, what do they call it? It's the Life Care Center of Kirkland. It might as well be called the Death Care Center. I'm looking at an aerial photo of it right now. I'm looking at it on, Google Maps, okay? And what do I see? The poor people in the houses all around it, it's just in a residential neighborhood, and they have 180, we read they have 180 employees taking care of 120 really old folks. You've all been there. You know the story. You're kidding. Almost 2-to-1, a 1.5-to-1 employee to customer ratio. What does that mean? That means that these old people are in beds that they can't get out of. They have to be turned over by the staff to get sponge baths, some of them, okay? Plenty of them have oxygen tubes in their nose. Plenty of them have, can't stand up. I'm looking at in the center courtyard of this building. It's just a warehouse type building with more room for parking than for the patients because of all the staff. They have a little tiny courtyard, no grass really, no greenery, but right in the middle of this rectangular, basically one-story dorm, housing facility where people die, there's a brick courtyard that has, let me count them again, it has a few umbrella tables. No one's sitting. This is a broad, this photo is taken at, let's see what time of day. Looks like at about 2 o'clock from the shadows, 1 o'clock, maybe noon. There's nobody out there. There's nobody sitting at any of the tables. I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 umbrellas. They're not getting any sun. They can't get out of bed. So, but they're in those rooms there in this rectangular building, and they're 80 years old. The average age of those that died there was 81. So, no, there's no terrible killer disease sweeping America. No, the last straw for something, what is it? How many people died in the center? 120 patients. It's like something like 40 of them have died of corona, of Wuhan virus. So what happened there? What happened? Okay, I'm just going to throw out just for thought purposes. I'll tell you what may have happened. Something did happen. All those people did get infected with this flu, and it was the last straw for those people. It could have been as simple as this. Pedro from the Philippines, who makes the jello and chops up carrots to make, you know how you make, put, my mother used to do that. You chop up carrots to make a cheap dessert for your family in orange jello, or you could use red jello. And so Pedro from the Philippines has got the flu. And he's got it bad, and he's got secretions, and he's sneezing and coughing as he chops up the carrots, as he grates the carrots for the jello, for the whole facility. And everybody gets their jello cup that day. And every one of them gets a mega dose of Wuhan virus. And nobody has any idea this has happened. And now the incubation period begins, and 5 days later, out of 120 patients there, every one of them that ate the jello, I'm just imagining this, okay? I don't know that this occurred, but that's how simple it could be. Something happened there, something that caused all the people in all those little cubicle rooms to get sick and really sick. I mean, to get a massive invasion of the flu into totally compromised immune systems, so they had no defense. And that's half the people that have died in America, in this one building that I'm looking at right now, in this poor suburban middle-class American, looks like a nice neighborhood, and these poor people whose backyards, they do have yards and they do have grass, these suburbanites, and they do sit out there in their backyard and have a pool and get recreations, and they're healthy. But the people in this facility here, why are they there? Because their families or somebody has parked them there rather than keep them in a home, because they need oxygen, or they need somebody to be there all day to help them eat their jello with the Wuhan virus in it. All right, let's see. We got some calls here. This is good. People are still alive out there. Good. We've got Murr in Wisconsin and Tom in Utah. Let's start with Murr. Murr, hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. You sound good. Okay. You sound chipper.
I thought maybe you heard me breathing. I didn't know that it was open. I was making noises.
Sorry. Yeah.
I think you meant shelter in place back there somewhere near the beginning.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. See,
yeah.
I'm older. My brain has shrunk. My brain has shrunk more than yours, Murray. Yours hasn't started shrinking yet. But yes, shelter in place.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
Yes, shelter in place.
Take a little Godocolo and a NAC.
Well, and I'll tell you what, here's my story. Here's the Kelso story. You remember that song? I wish I could remember the melody. And I'm talking about my brain now, so we'll just... I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
There you go.
And
hey,
so,
Jamie.
I'll tell you what. When I was a young man, I was a force of nature. But even if I'm at 80% now, at 71, I'm still a force of nature. But now, go ahead, Mer.
That's right. I feel the same way. I just wanted to say, all this stuff. There really are no viruses or germs. There's bacteria. And this test, if you get the testing done, which you don't really want to do or give up your DNA, because we don't have the symptoms, this is a cover, okay?
This is a total scam.
This
is part of the hysteria. They've got the whole country. Yeah,
and we can round up the satanic pedivores. They're the ones showing positive, quote unquote. But you're...
Well, now, hang on. Don't go overboard, Mer. Don't go overboard.
Let me pay you this compliment. Huh? You're very much on target before a lot of others are. Like when you started this show way back there in July of 2016, right?
Yeah,
Trump phenomenon. Yeah, so you're very, very, very sharp. Just don't cut yourself.
Oh, Mer, we're in love. So the but see, your opening thought was so strong, which is that if you ask the wrong questions, you get the wrong answers. And what the media has done with their sleight of hand, with their evil trickery, they've got everybody, generalizing, they've got everybody out there in the American public going, "Where's my test? Where's my test? I want my test." No, you don't want your test, Mr. and Mrs. America. That's the last thing you want is by the way, on the test that they do, they take a swab and stick it up your nose way back in your nasal passages. You gag on it. I mean, it's like the doctors have said, one of the risks to them is that they stick that swab so far back in your nose to the back of your throat that you're going to naturally gag and sneeze all over them. That's why they have to be in a hazmat suit to do this one test on you, which was done on the president. The president talked about it in one of his press conferences. He said, no, this was not fun. Having this test was not fun. So, but
you know, Dr. Jennifer Daniels that was here at RBN, her from the 8th YouTube, if you watch that, she goes for an hour and describes what's done with that test and why the positives only come up because your body has come in contact with something similar and reacted and taken care of it anytime during your life. You're not actually active just because it's a positive reading.
Exactly. It's very misleading. Many, many false positives.
Sorry I made you miss Tom. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, Tom forgives you. We just got started there. We just got warmed up. We'll pick it up again. We'll pick the thread up tomorrow, and we'll talk about Biden and Bernie, which we didn't get to talk about tonight. But thank you, everybody out there, and thank you for not being hysterical. We'll see you all tomorrow night.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.